transformed encounter, whatever, that we women have ever, ever, ever had. God was so faithful. And what I loved about what God did was, we normally have a schedule and we normally stick to it. But yesterday, God orchestrated where sessions were changed around. We didn't have to worry about a time clock. God moved and women responded. And that's what God wants for us this morning. He wants us to not get worried about the schedule. He doesn't want us to worry about anything other than getting close to Him. So this morning, I encourage you, enter into your inheritance in God. Do not allow the enemy to rob you of this opportunity today. It may very well change your life. Amen?
Amen.
Can I just have anybody who wants to just come up front to worship? Let the distractions go today. Come up and just enter in. But we just had our leadership had a time of prayer, and as we move on into worship, we're gonna, God refined me this week, and it was the word for me. And in refining and having some things come up and taking that dross, that those impurities, and casting them aside, because God is so good at that. He's the best at knowing just how much we can take, just how much can come up, and He can slough it off and take it away. And then in the refining process, then we get to be redefined. And, you know, when we have a definition of our job titles, or, you know, if we're at work and we say, can you please define for me what exactly it is my job position here? And they tell you, well, in life, I think we get into this okay, what is my position? I need to figure it out and I need to know. But sometimes you have to go back and say, okay, boss, can you redefine for me exactly what it is? Sometimes we have to remind ourselves who we are and who God is. And I feel like I'm redefined. I asked Gaylene a question yesterday, and her answer to me, and I'm not going to tell you the question, but the answer was, God has made you better. The things in my past, the things that have happened, the things that were hard, and you know, we all go through struggles, but God can redefine who we are as children. He can redefine who He wants us to be. And another thought I've been thinking lately is, you know, we always say God has a plan and a purpose and a destiny for you. But we never say, guess what? I am living the plan and the purpose and the destiny for me. God has that for me, and I'm living it out. If we are Holy Spirit led, if we are living by the Spirit, if we're living in His freedom, then we are living out the plan, the destiny for us. So instead of saying, you have a plan, you have a destiny, say, you are living the plan. You are living the destiny for your lives. Amen? Woo, our God is greater. One more time. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is here.
You are higher than any
is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not. God bless you all. My name is Gina, and at This Transformed, I got the privilege of teaching on forgiveness, and I prayed to Lord, and I said, Lord, you know, make me transparent, and I give everything that I have to you, and the life that I went through, what I've gone through, I wanted to share to the women, because I wanted to let them know that we can walk in forgiveness. We don't have to look at our past anymore. And just like the song says, trusting that you make something beautiful out of me. You know, if I touched one person, then it was worth it. And I thank God for this transform, because I gave it all to God and I let him take control. And that's when I got out of transformed, and I'm thankful for that.
Is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I lean not on my own understanding. My life is in the hands of the Maker of heaven. I give it all to you, God, trusting that you make something beautiful out of me.
I'd rather be.
place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. No place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be, no place I'd rather be than here in your love, here in your love. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. So set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you.
For me, God started the Transformed early as well. And I've been praying for a while since Pastor's been preaching about understanding who we are in the Lord and understanding his love for us. I've been praying that I would be able to understand that and be able to get that. And God woke me up on Monday night in the middle of the night, and he is so wonderful. And he just, you know, I was holding on to beliefs about myself that were untrue. Belief said I wasn't worthy to be his daughter because I was holding on to guilt that I had been a bad daughter to my own parents, my mother specifically. And he just walked me through. He walked me through being able to let go of that. Let go of those beliefs that were not true about myself. And to be able to forgive myself for the things that I didn't do, I wish I would have. Emotions I wish I wouldn't have felt, those things. And so I came into Transformed knowing I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. And the great thing was I already had it because I was able to do that. And what God really showed me was that, you know, it's like Lynette was saying, it's not this process of there's a plan in the future for you. We're here right now. God created us, and we are already living as his children. We have to step into that. And we have to remove those beliefs that we have that aren't true if they're in our way. And thank God he was able to do that for me. So that now I get to live in the fullness of his love. And there's no place I would rather be. is so amazing, and the feeling of freedom. You can't even explain the feeling of freedom and peace and joy, and it's so many different things. And even though life is going to happen, I'm still his child. No matter what trials come, no matter what joys come, I still have access to the peace, to the understanding of his love and the depth of his love and the joy. And I can't tell you how much joy I feel. It's amazing. So please, if you do have any of those beliefs that are not true about yourself, let them go. Allow yourself to be loved fully and completely by God, because there's no place you'd want to be. Trust me. It's so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
So how can I be?
Hello. I wanted you to say right now, all you saints out there, I mean, how many out there love Jesus? Ooh. If you love Jesus, you should flood this altar right now. Come on. You should flood this altar. Everybody out there can get to this altar. I want everybody here at the altar. God's getting ready to do something. Come to the altar. Come to the altar of God. This is where you're going to get everything. Come on, saints. That go for kids. That go for every young person. Come on, young people. God loves you too. Come on. Come on. It shouldn't be no one left out there. We need you at the altars. God is doing a mighty work here. Come on now. Don't sit on me. When that day Jesus show up, he want to see you in the righteous way. He want to see you. Come on. Don't sit down on me now. We need you. We need you forward. Oh, yes. God, your people's Father. These are your children. And they getting ready, Father, to take that transition. A transition to your presence. I still see somebody sitting down. Come on, we need it. Hallelujah. Go ahead on, sister.
Yes, sir.
How can I be weak when you have restored me? And how can I be dry when your rain is falling down? And how can I be lost when you have found me? Great is your love. Great is your love. You have healed me, and how can I? when your rain is falling down? And how can I be lost when you have found me? Great is your love. 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 Great is your love.
Hello. Okay, so yesterday for me, it was just a great day. I think one of the best things was that no one had to fight for their freedom, and they knew that. That it has already been freely given to us, and all we have to do is receive it. And one of the big things that keeps coming to me is something Pastor Gay told me, and I had to run back up and say it because I taught on the cross. And one of the things about the cross is that Jesus didn't go to the cross and die to reveal our sins. He went there to reveal our value so we can see what he sees in us. And I think as people, we get so focused on everything we do wrong because that's what the world tells us. Look at, you're not like, you don't look like this. You don't do this, but look at, you do this. And we get so focused on that. But Jesus says, no, you're beautiful. You have so much purpose. And I think of, as a mom, one of the things that makes me so mad is when my kids are like, focus on everything they do bad. I can't do this. Look, I did this. And I'm like, no, you did this. You did this. You did this good. And it's so frustrating as a parent to hear everything that they're doing negative because they think so negative of themselves. But I see the good in them. And that's how he is to us. He doesn't see all the negative stuff we do. He sees all the value. He sees the purpose, the beauty in each one of us. And we need to start seeing it ourselves. And I think that was one of the big things yesterday is that the women, because for women it's hard. The battle is in our mind all the time because we have such a standard that we think we have to live up to in this world. We have to be perfect. We have to be a perfect wife. We have to be a perfect mom. We have to be a perfect lady, or else we're not wanted by society. And that is the biggest lie of the enemy, because we were all created beautiful, not just women, but men. We all have such a huge value on us, and we need to start seeing that and proclaiming it ourselves. When we start having those negative thoughts like, well, I got high last night, or I did this, I spoke this way to my husband or my wife. No, that's the enemy trying to put that guilt in your mind and say, no, that's not me. This is me. This is how I was created, and this is how I'm going to walk. And yeah, we're going to stumble and we're going to fall, but then you pick yourself right back up again and keep on walking. Quit beating yourself up about it. So try to see yourself the way God sees you. Start thinking of the things that you do good, what you like about yourself. And over time, you keep telling yourself that. And I'm speaking this to myself because, like, my husband knows I beat myself up about everything. But no, I am made perfect and I am beautiful. And I know if I keep telling myself that, I'm going to start to believe it. So start doing that. Quit kicking yourself.
The more I find you. is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, fill your heart.
Ladies, I'd like to invite you up to the stage, please. Everybody else, if you want to stand there, you can. You can go back to your seat. We're going to finish up testimony time right now. She's coming. Okay, so we're going to hear from Lotta first. As she's speaking, I'd like you guys to be praying for her. She's feeling nauseous right now, but I know it's because the enemy doesn't want her to say what she needs to say. So, Lotta, come on, honey.
Good morning. I know that right now I'm contending for my faith, and that's something we talk about in our cell group, is contending, fighting for our faith. Yesterday, I always have pain in my back and my neck and my shoulders, and then I've been having pain in my arms and my hands, and tingling, and it's been really difficult to sleep and do normal things, and it's just something that I feel like I have to live with, and I hardly ever think to pray about it, which is silly, but yesterday I was prayed for, and my back and my shoulders feel amazing today. I slept well. And when Pastor Gay touched me, it was like released. And I felt really light. And it was something that I had never really experienced before. It was like, I felt like transparent almost, like the feeling of transparency, and now after Barb spoke, it was like, oh, that's the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. What was I gonna say? But I'm still, my arms are still having some pain, but I know that I just need to be calling on Jesus, calling on the name of God, and asking that, but I know that it's a fight, because the enemy doesn't want me to feel good, and he doesn't want me here, and you know, I feel like being at home in bed right now, and that's exactly where he wants me, not here, not standing here, talking in front of anybody, and in front of my family, and so I just am giving all the glory to God, and I just thank you.
Sit down. Up or down? Okay, Mick, I'd like you to come and talk.
Okay, this encounter was really cool because it's just what Lynette was saying on Thursday. It's really redefining who we are in God. And it's so true when we say that God has a purpose and a plan, you always think, okay, you know, when I grow up, or, you know, whatever, in the by and by. But it's here and it's now. And so that's totally what I got. And I kind of felt like it's kind of like a hopscotch game, if anybody remembers the little squares. And you don't want to jump to the next one because you don't know if you're going to make it. But God is always there, and you can jump to the next one, and you can get to the next thing. And so that was totally freeing for me, and it was just a total breakthrough in my life, in my personal life, in my spiritual life. And God is here, God is now, God is a present, and I will walk in him, and I will not be convinced otherwise.
Tanya Martinez, and this was my first Transformed as a leader. And I was so honored to be able to be with my sisters and get to serve them in this way where, you know, I was getting to pray for them and fight with them and really work and just, while we were at Transformed, it was really amazing just getting to pray for them. We saw a lot of breakthrough. It was really great. I'm having a hard time today because my little sister is really in a bad place, and so excuse this, but I just need to know God's love for me. That way I can share it with her. And so I'm working on that. And I love God a lot, and I know that He loves me, but I'm trying to take it to where I understand His love and His son, and my sonship and my daughtership in Him. And so that's just where I'm at right now. I'm working on it. And my husband, David, up there doing media, he totally gets it, and he's just been anointed and just like he is walking in it and just excited. And I want to be there. I want to be there like Casey. Where's she at? Oh, she's up here. Casey's awesome, and she gets it, and I want to be there. So if I could ask for your guys' prayer to help me understand so that I can share that love with others more. Thank you.
I think it's so funny because in our lives where we're standing, it's kind of hard to see the forest for the trees. And this woman goes every single week, and she feeds the homeless. They see Jesus. I mean, she exudes the Lord. But it's sometimes hard for us to see that in ourselves. So we're praying for a revelation of that for Tanya. We're praying for a revelation for that. So amen for that. Okay, Pam, I'm going to get you to come on up and talk.
I've been struggling because I lost my mom, and I felt guilty. And then Casey yesterday had to talk about her mom and how she felt guilty. Well, I know God is going to do great things. I just knew it, and I kept telling everybody, God's going to do great things. I just know it. And on Monday, the enemy attacked with my sister. She had a heart attack, and it was like, oh, my gosh. And when I told Janet, I said, you know, we just need to pray for her. So as soon as I got off the phone, I prayed and prayed and prayed, and it was like, oh, you know. And then I found out that they don't even know why she really had the heart attack. It was so small, no damage, no nothing. She passed all the tests, and it was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then when Casey talked about what she went through with her mom and how guilty she felt, it just, oh God, I just started crying, and I was like, I know I can get rid of this because God is going to be there for me. And then I got rid of it, and then I wanted to go another level. And then we fought, but Gaylene said I was stubborn. But I finally get to speak in the Holy Spirit, and it was amazing. It was like, oh, I'm shaking inside. But now I can truthfully say I am free and that I am just beyond blessed. And it's amazing. Get there if you can next time.
Amen. Okay, my name is Janet. And I've been struggling through a long time about how I feel about myself. And I thought that everything was okay. And when everybody was asking me, how you doing, everything, I said, oh, I'm fine, I'm cool, everything. But deep down inside, I wasn't. I was like, I hated myself. I thought I was so ugly and everything. But then this transformed really, and God helped me understand that I'm not that way. And I don't have to be that way. And then I've had so much anger inside of me because of what's been going on in my life and everything. That, and then God put upon me that I don't have to be angry about this. It's not, it's the enemy that's doing this. Not, I don't need to be angry anymore. You just release everything. And then on top of it, I got my tongues. And so I was so happy. So this really helped me a lot get through everything. And I want to thank all you guys for everything. Amen. So thank you.
Now, I have to say that Janet came up to me this morning, and she was still shaking under the power of the Spirit from last night. I mean, this lady got it. She really got it. So praise the Lord. Thank you, sweetie.
Want to talk?
For sure.
Hi, everyone. I'm Rena, and I wasn't sure if I wanted to go to Transform this year, and I knew I wanted to go, and I had to work in the morning, and I started praying before I got off because I knew that God wanted me to come. I was so excited to see my aunts as leaders, and I know that God will put me there one day, and I need to be reminded of my faith and to put my life with him and trust him, because every day I just let all the outside world affect me, and it makes me a really mean person, and I don't want to be that person anymore. And I've really felt like God lifted that burden I've had against my father and against my husband and my mom, and it just felt really good to go home last night and not have to worry about those things anymore. So I just want to thank all the women and God for everything that happened.
Amen.
I'm Stephanie, and I think most of you guys do know me, I hope. But God is just so good. And this was my third Transformed that I attended. And yes, they're all different. Yes, yesterday was wonderful. I work two jobs, and sometimes I don't really take the time for just me. And so I was really, really tired yesterday morning, but I got up because I knew that God's plan was going to be much greater than what I thought I could have done on a Saturday. And I had really held a lot in, and I don't know if the job that I carry, but Michelle, we had to go through this line, and just to let the things go that we had marked down, and not to receive it anymore, and let it go through the firing furnace, which was called the shredder. And so I went first, and I went, I think, probably a little too quick, not really expecting what I was thinking I was going to receive out of it. And Michelle received the message through God that I needed to go back through again. And I did. I received a blessing from God with the hands of these wonderful ladies through them, that I don't have that tension, and I'm not going to receive it, and I'm not going to carry it, and I'm going to go to work and not take that stuff home and put it on my husband. So, but you know, I know that every Transform class is new, and it's great, and it's better. So you ladies who don't go, take that time. It'll be here. It'll come again, and I'm excited for the next one. And I'm just going to make myself responsible for what I have learned from yesterday and what God has delivered me from.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm Kelly. I was so excited to be there because I've missed 5 weeks of church, and it was awful. So I was just pumped to be there all day. And I was thinking about the cross thing when I was worshiping, and then you came up and talked about it, so and said it much better than I could. But the thing, I just enjoyed just being in God's presence all day. And then when they prayed for us and went through, and Galen was talking about how Jesus just wants to be intimate with me and romance me. And then when Barb talked about the Holy Spirit, she had a box, and it went around, and everybody picked paper out of it. And when it got around, I was the last one. And when it got around, and Mick got a paper that said, Holy Spirit wants to be intimate with you. And I'm like, that's my paper. And it came around, and I got the exact same paper. And I think it was the only duplicate in the bunch. And I was like, oh, yeah. So, anyways, great day.
Thank you, Kelly. I just love that. I love God and his confirmation. I mean, there's no other way to describe when God does something in you and then he confirms it in you, how powerful that is for us to walk out our faith. I mean, it's just absolutely, it just catapults us into another area, another level in God. And I just love that he is that personal with us. And that's what I think I noticed most about this transformed was how personal he was. When the ladies say that they walked through the line, what they're talking about is that as leaders, and I think we had 9 leaders there yesterday. I can't remember exactly, but I think 9. And we stood on either side. And as they walked through, all of these leaders are placing their hands on these women, and they're receiving the power of God in their lives. And I call it a prayer tunnel or power tunnel. I don't know what anybody else calls it. But, I mean, I think by the time they got to the end, it was so powerful and so strong. Do you guys agree? I mean, it was just wonderful. So anyway, that's what they're talking about if you hear that again. So, Angela?
I don't really know what to say except that it was awesome. This time was a lot different for me because I actually had to take a break in the middle of the day, and I've never, ever done that. So I had to put some more makeup on so everybody I saw at the football game didn't think I was crazy. But I just met God on a different level this time. I feel like I have a new boyfriend. It's crazy. It's the only other boyfriend I can have, so it's good. I've gone through the cross so many times, but I just wanted a deeper understanding of it, and I don't even know that it was even about the cross. I think me being there at the very beginning, it was just different, and it was great, and we didn't even worship at the beginning. I did orientation, and then we just started praying and asking God to have his way, and even right then is when God really started to minister to me. Nobody had even said a word. It was just between me and God, and that's really what it comes down to when we're at home, when we're out in our job, when we're on our daily routine. That's what it comes down to. It doesn't come down to when we're here at church. You know, our relationship with God is our relationship with God. It's not us and Michelle and everybody else, but, you know, it comes down to your own heart. So that's really where I connected even more, because I wanted it to be more intimate. I wanted it to be more real to me. I wanted the new concept of me actually being the daughter of the King, and I got that. So.
Okay, I'm Panda. There's a lot of new people here, so you probably don't really know who I am. But yesterday, I mean, there was a lot going on. I was, like, excited at the beginning to come. The couple of weeks, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go. But when it actually came down to it, I was like, I can't go. But, I mean, I forced myself to come and everything. And my husband was all like, yeah, you should go, whatever. And I was like, okay. So I got here, and I guess my encounter started the minute I walked in the door. I can't even say the word, but vulnerability or whatever it's called. Let me tell you, I'm not really good at that. I don't like to be like that in front of people and everything. But as soon as it started, like the session started, you know, Michelle spoke, and you know how God, we're like an image of God and stuff. And I never saw myself like that.
You know, I always saw myself as just me. You know, I'm me and I'm just me. If you don't like it, I really don't care. It's just because that's just how I am. And then the forgiveness thing. I don't even know what Gina said, but whatever she said, I was just crying through the whole thing. I just heard forgiveness and all kinds. It's like, oh, man. I don't know if they noticed it, but I kept running to the bathroom. And I just don't like to be like that in front of people. I don't like people seeing that I'm, you know, down deep inside, you know, I'm not as strong as I show I am and stuff. And Gina's a little bit intimidated by me. I had no clue. I went home telling my husband that. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's scared of me. It was funny, you know, and I can be sometimes really, like, you know, because I can be really, it's just the way I am, mean. And, you know, so the whole, you know, throughout the, you know, I started receiving more, and then my husband texted me. And I think that's where it just it hit me really hard, because he's never said that to me. Basically telling me that I had more kahunas than him, because I was able to go, because he didn't go last week. But, and then also him telling me, you know, just as he says, you know, get a smile back on your face again. Remember, you're a daughter of God. And he's never said that to me before. You know, so to me it was a big deal. Because I haven't seen myself like that in a long time. I just see myself as a mom, 4 kids, and a husband. You know, I don't really see myself in a wife, and, you know, I have a husband and all that stuff. And so the whole spiritual stuff, you know, when you go through the line, and I haven't gone in a long time. It's been 3 years since I've gone to Encounter. So, and when I came through, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go through. I'm going to get it over with, and I'm out, you know. It didn't work like that at all. It didn't work. As soon as I got there, I was like, I had to, like, ask for forgiveness for just, not just I mean, to, for everybody, because I felt like I let everybody down. You know, I started doing things and thinking things of myself and, like, punishing myself and knowing how to punish myself, because I've had issues before. And, you know, and I just claim that, you know, my relationship with God is going to be stronger. I want that back. I'm tired of being, like, I don't know. I just felt like after I left there, I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, I just felt a little bit different, a little bit step forward instead of falling back. And I remember telling, is your name Casey? Yes, I forgot, sorry, Casey, because I was, you know, telling God, you know, in front of everybody that I don't mind starting all over again. And Casey just came up to me and said, honey, you don't have to start all over again. You're going to start from where you left off. God is not going to want you to come back. And I was like, oh, my gosh. When I got home, I kept on thinking about that. I was like, okay, then I don't have to start from the beginning, because I'm going to start right here and then just keep on going. And so to me, it was good. It was really, really good. I was just really happy that I went, because I wasn't going to go, so I did receive a lot, and, you know, and Sandy did awesome. I mean, thanking God even through the bad, and that's something that I'm going to have to practice, because when I see bad, I see bad. I don't see good. So, you know, just having to thank God through the bad, the ugly, and the good. So, same.
I guess for me, this transformed was really different. I've gone to, like, several encounters, and I missed, like, the last couple transforms, and for me, it was almost like I was avoiding before, like, where God was calling me to be, and so, like, this was my first time as a leader, and it meant a lot being a part of seeing so many people's lives changed, and just seeing that allowed my heart to be changed as well. And again, like at the cross, it was just a totally different, like, revelation of who Christ is to me. And a big moment for me was also I brought my friend Ashley with me, and she accepted Christ for the first time. So, just being able to, like, you know, minister to others and just being a part of, you know, so many wonderful ladies' lives, and just knowing that, you know, I have that constant support and that we're, you know, there for each other is just, it was really amazing. So
thanks, Stacy. Sandy.
For those that don't know me, my name is Sandy. And from weeks ago, when Gaylene said, "I'm going to start praying about Transformed," and we actually had a date way in advance, I was so excited, because I know that God is using what is taking place here and last week and next week for this city and outward. Something is starting here, and I'm just excited about that. Well, I have to tell you, it doesn't always come easy. When I got the lesson plan last Sunday, just to glance at and actually kind of toss it out the window, Monday morning, God gave me the lesson. He just gave me the whole thing, new things and things I knew. But I thought, how odd. Now, Tuesday, my son went to the hospital. From Monday till Thursday, I had 16 hours of sleep. He was actually on suicide watch all week. It was an ugly time. I have to tell you, that is just not a good place to be. But God was so good. He was so good. And Gaylene sent me a note and said, "Mike, and I understand if this has to come first." And I thought, no. No, the enemy is not going to steal what God gave me. Because God purposed to give it to me Monday morning, so clearly I was supposed to be there Saturday. The one thing that he gave me Monday, first, and I have to say, the gratitude in all things, God showed me that years ago. The calling on the name of Jesus always, God gave me that years ago. When you can't do anything else, when you don't know what to say, when it is so bad and it is so ugly, you just need to call the name of Jesus over and over and over again, because the demons flee. It's gone. You may still feel it, but it's not there. That is not your reality. Jesus is your reality. His plan for your life is your reality. It's all of our realities. So I wasn't passing up teaching when God had given me so much. One of the lines that he gave me and something I read was, if you only have one word in your vocabulary, make that word Jesus. But he showed me something interesting, and I was rebelling at the song a bit. We translate and use the word if in the word, and there's certain times that has always bothered me, like, and if our God is for us, because I'm thinking, what is this if thing? God is for us. And so the first thing he showed me when I was studying for the wrong verse, because my eyes saw it twice, saw the wrong verse twice as being the key verse, and it wasn't until after I found this and copied it that I looked a third time at the paper and got the right verse. So God really wanted us to have this. And that is that many times, it's not the word if. Our translation of the word if is maybe, maybe not. That's not a good word. And it's all through the New Testament, which it really shouldn't be. That word should be since or because that's what it means. So when we sing a song and it says, and if our God is for us, I'm sitting there going, because our God is for us. Because I'm not saying that anymore. There is no if in Jesus. God didn't bring any ifs here. The only time there might be anything that where it would be, if would be appropriate, would be if you are not saved. But I want to tell you, even if you're not, God is for you. He's just waiting for you. So just take that. There's no if in Jesus. And if you only have one word in your vocabulary, make it Jesus. And do not let the enemy stop you from what God has put you here to do. You just keep moving forward. I'm going to tell you, it is not always easy. but you keep moving forward in God's path for you.
I don't know if that's a good idea, handing a preacher a mic 10 minutes only left for service, right? Five. 10. You know, exaggerating, 10. Well, praise God. I just want to encourage every woman here, every man here. Panda, what you experienced from your husband was an affirmation of truth. Well done, man of God, son of the Most High. Yeah, that's right. That's the kind of communications we need in our homes. Daughter of the Most High, son of the Most High. We hear so much negative all the time about ourselves and from the world. It's got to stop from each other. We need to start speaking the truth of who we are to each other at least. And here we should be speaking the truth all the time to each other because it's our opportunity to reinforce and affirm what God has already said about us. You, women of God, daughters of the Most High, receive this into your life. Know that yesterday was an experience, but every day from now on is you living out the truth of that experience. So many times we've made transformed encounters about that time, and I'm changed, and I don't have to worry about. And then when we see something different, we go, I wasn't transformed. I wasn't encountered. No, that's a lie from the enemy. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was on the cross, he transformed you. You're walking in it now. You're experiencing it now. Ashley, you experienced for the first time yesterday salvation. And now you get to walk out as a daughter of the Most High. And it's going to be an amazing experience. Congratulations and welcome to the family of God. Yes. Praise the Lord. Raise your head high. You're part of the overcoming company of Jesus Christ. Yes. Praise God. And I want to encourage everyone here to not be satisfied with your status quo, where you're at right now. Even for you men who were in Transform last week, and you women who were in Transform yesterday, and the children are going to be in Transform, do not ever think that you've arrived at any point in your life. Know that in Christ you've arrived, but don't ever be satisfied. Be hungry. Desire more. And you know what? The life giver, the faithful one, will give us more. He will transform us day to day, change us from glory to glory. We don't have to be the same anymore. Do we, Lynette? We don't. And we are in his process. We are in his plan. What a revelation that it's not 5 years from now. It's now. Because today is now in God. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, women of God. Thank you for just being so faithful, giving your day up. And I know God is going to reward you. Next week, guess what? We have Children's Transformed and Impact Transformed. Amen. So if you have not signed up your children yet, now it's 6 to 10, just so I don't get any like two-year-olds or anything like that. That would be pretty hard, but yeah, Hank's not quite ready yet, but I know the Spirit's willing. But anyway, if you would like to sign up your children or your teenagers, we have our forms up here at the front. I want everyone to go home with the thought today that you are sons and daughters of the Most High. And do not believe the lie anymore that you are what you look like right now, because in Christ, you're changed and you're transformed already. Start walking in that truth. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you've done here, Lord, this weekend. And God, we know that you're not done in our lives, Lord, that you are going to finish this work that you've started in us, Lord, because you are our heavenly Father. You're our good daddy, Lord, and you will, Lord, make all things new, Lord. You're transforming and changing us, God. Lord, we choose to be led by the Spirit. Lord, we choose to not walk, Lord, in our own understanding, in our own flesh. Lord, we choose to follow you, Lord. And we know when we do that, God, you will finish this work that you've started in us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Oh, envelopes are right here. Praise the Lord. Yeah, amen. Right here. I'll put them right here.